Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Nick Punch. Father Nick is a member of the St. Thomas More Preaching Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled, Love One Another.
At first glance, the gospel today from St. Matthew about divorce seems very complicated. The main thing Jesus is doing here is calling all of us to faithful love. And so I would like to talk about faithful love. I come from a large, loving family, 6 boys and 2 girls. I also am proud to have celebrated several of their weddings and baptized many of their children, even to the next generation. In my priestly ministry, I was very involved in marriage preparation. However, not being married left me always at a bit of a disadvantage, relying on the married couples working with me. They had the experience. I've always assured couples of my lifelong support in their married life, and have enjoyed celebrating their wedding anniversaries. A few years ago, I celebrated a couple's 60th wedding anniversary. I told them I was so proud of their success, saying it must have been difficult at times. The husband thanked me but said, "In my experience, it has just gotten better over the years." His wife winked at me and said, "But I made it work." We can lose heart at broken marriages. We celebrate those that do work. I see the Holy Spirit strongly there, promoting love, because the Spirit is the author of love. We see many divorces, but they mostly indicate love gone bad and unhappy people. So I know my work as a priest is to help people to stay happy together. I know that God is always there. Married love should not be an endurance test. The sadness of a broken marriage happens way too often. Jesus says in his gospel today, anyone who divorces his wife commits sin. We cannot assume, however, that this is always the case. The sin could be within society, cultural sin of selfishness. Also, there are other factors such as depression, addictions, financial worries, infidelity, coping with children who are ill, etc. In each and every case, there is a marriage breakdown and unhappy people, we can say that God weeps with them. God suffers with us. and never abandons anyone. This is where we see God. God's love for us gives us the strength to love one another. Thanks for listening. God bless.